and welcome to Flow with the Funk. My name is Michelle, aka Flow, aka your funky celebrant. This is a podcast aimed at anyone and everyone interested in love and ceremony, from the beginning of life to the end of life, and everything in between. Hi, and welcome back. Episode 4. We're still on our sustainable wedding alliance journey and talking about all things eco-friendly and talking to lots of different suppliers from around the UK. Today, I am joined by the amazing Zoe Mills, who is a photographer, but she's going to tell you all about herself. Over to you, Zoe. Thank you for joining me.
Hello, Michelle. Amazing to be here. Yes, I'm Zoe, a photographer, originally from Surrey, but I've just moved to West Sussex. Crawley way, and I've been photographing for over 10 years really, since sixth form, which seems ages ago now, so long ago.
Do you always know that you were going to be like a wedding photographer, or did you fall into that?
Yeah, kind of have fallen into it. So sort of when I was at school, photography was the only thing that I was doing and enjoying. You know, I was enjoying other things, but it's the only thing that I was like, you know, maybe this is something I can pursue. So I did a degree in photography, just a BA in Farnham. And then I've sort of been building up my business since then, sort of doing some other little jobs along the side, building my confidence, because photography is just a skill that you have to just keep learning and adapting and trying out new things, and then sort of you get your style and you find out what you like photographing, and for me that's people, and most of the time people in love, hopefully.
Yeah. Awesome. How would you describe your style of photography then?
So I would say I focus on sort of emotion-led moments. So I'm not really one of those photographers who set up and want to use loads of dramatic lighting and getting you in all these different positions and poses. I sort of focus on the happy, not always happy, but sort of the natural moments that occur during the day, like the story of your day.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah. Awesome. So you've just said you've just relocated. So have you got many jobs lined up where you've relocated to, or are you going back home, so to speak, to do all the work?
Yeah, funnily enough, it's a mixture actually. So I'll still primarily be around Surrey and Sussex. So I've actually been shooting already in Sussex, which is really cool. Some lovely venues like the Ravenswood, Highley Manor. I'm trying to think what else I have on my list for this year. But yeah, there's some venues that I keep going back to, which are beautiful.
Awesome. So you've always known you wanted to be a photographer. You started at school and you've been slowly building up your portfolio. When did your sustainable wedding journey start then?
Oh, okay. I would say quite recently, actually. I've always, sort of growing up, I've always had it in the back of my mind that, you know, just to respect the planet, I guess. You know, my dad's always been a kind of avid recycler, not that he would rave about it, but he's just always done it. You know, he's always wanted to recycle correctly. And he's, you know, they're quite big gardeners, even though, again, they wouldn't really shout about it, but they love their garden. They're proud of their garden. So I've sort of just grown up with that as an influence. And then, you know, the more you hear about, you know, David Attenborough, and more people are going vegan, and hang on, you know, what's this, and actually why am I eating meat, like what's all this about, just all these different bits within life, I guess. You know, it's become more and more apparent that it is something we should all really care about, and yeah, it's something I'm really feel strong about. Yeah.
So how did it start for you then, this journey?
I wouldn't say there's like been like a specific point. I guess I've just joined the Sustainable Wedding Alliance, which is awesome. And previously I was with sort of another photography association, and I started to build a sustainability policy, but I never really it can be quite complicated. But I think that's where I'm hoping the SWA will help simplify things a little bit for me, or help me understand a few bits here and there, so I can implement it into my business more.
Because as I've been going through this journey in this podcast and talking to people, I think it can be easier for some than others I mean, obviously, you do have a finished product at the end because you've got the photo and however you deliver that photo to your client. But the way that I think probably you and I were, as you know, I as a celebrant, you as a photographer, were very much about a service on the day rather than about the product. So for you then, is it more your green journey? Is it more around the product or about the service, or is it a combination of the two? I mean, how do you make the service green and how do you make the product green?
Yeah, definitely a combination of the two. So, initial calls and talks and things, am I with a green energy supplier? So it kind of comes to personal things as well, I would say. I'm also trying to choose vegan options when couples book a meal for me on in the day. I'm selecting the more green option because we all know that animals, especially cows, are sort of emitting more carbon, which is bad for our atmosphere. So it's it, a lot of it is just sort of the little choices you make, I would say. Green energy, where possible. I'm actually, because I've just moved, I'm still looking into that. And of course, a lot of it is, accessibility. Okay, I can choose a green energy, but can I afford a green energy? So it's the greenest one that you can afford, but that looking into the choice choices, switching light bulbs, and then for me on the day, equipment, I need to look into that more, but I use Nikon equipment, lots of rechargeable batteries, which is amazing. I think that's great. And then afterwards, when I'm on the computer, am I switching off my computer when I'm finished working? Am I offering an album supplier that is green every step of the way? Do they think about their packaging? Do they think about the way they make the albums, even down to glue, the glue they use? There's a lot. There's a lot to
Yeah,
it.
my husband's just retired as a wedding photographer, and
Thing.
he sourced all his albums from New Zealand.
Oh wow, yeah.
Rather a large carbon footprint there, isn't there? But they are the best in the world.
Yeah.
Or, that's what he felt anyway. I can't remember what they're called now. But it is a company that hand make and hand stitch everything. But like literally, they're coming from the other side of the world. And you're obviously paying a premium for the make of them, but also for the shipping of them. But is there an equivalent in the UK? He said there wasn't, but I mean, he hasn't had to do an album for a long time. So, maybe in that time, a UK-based album supplier has sprung up somewhere. Do you find that couples are after albums, or are more couples after just the digital images?
It varies. I've actually found myself doing more couples than the more albums, the more I've been photographing, which I guess makes sense because I'm photographing more weddings each year. But the more I shout about it, the more sort of couples are quite open to it. And actually, that would be quite nice, something that's going to last a lifetime. Because that's sort of the point as well. The albums are luxury and high quality, so it's not going to break after, 2 years and oh, maybe I need to get another album. It's going to last a lifetime. Of course, with that is the fact that it lasts a lifetime. What's going to happen after your lifetime if it's around? Something to consider as well.
So if it's anything like my parents' album, it's got passed on to my older sister.
Oh,
Yeah, so
that's nice. But then that's if generations keep these albums.
Otherwise they end up in the like secondhand shops, don't they? And somebody picks them up just because they're fascinated by the fashions of the day. It's amazing what kind of what photos turn up and where they turn up, isn't it? To be fair.
Very true. Yeah, that's very
So just thinking as you were talking
true.
and you were saying that about you use Nikon. Have you looked at what their sustainable policy is?
No, I haven't yet,
Because
actually.
it's ever so weird, obviously, just doing the journey. It forces you to dive deep and to look at all of your supply chains and to find out whether they've got a sustainability policy. And sometimes you have to actually go off and email them to ask the question because they're not obvious. It's quite weird where you find some of the stuff, but it's been an interesting journey because I'd never really thought about looking at what other suppliers' sustainability policy were until I was forced to do it. I mean, I wear Doc Martens all the time. I thought, oh, well, a lot of the shoes are leather. Have they got a sustainability policy? And it didn't take an awful lot of a deep dive because there's a massive amount of information on their website about their sustainability policy. And
Right.
they've just launched a recycled leather shoe.
Wow.
Just to do that. So it's some places you've really got to dive deep, but other places it's right on the surface, and then you don't think to look. So
Yeah.
that's, I must admit, I do love the SWA for when you're doing your journey, to say, find out what the other people are doing, and then you can shout about what other people are doing. So it'd be quite interesting to see, what your camera suppliers are doing. And I should think, because they are high end, like, all the camera suppliers that, all the professionals use, that they will have some kind of recycle, reuse kind of policy, and it should be fairly obvious. So it'll be quite interesting to see when you've done that. And then you
Exactly.
can shout about saying, well, yeah, I do. You've got 90% recycled or whatever on my camera or whatever. And that's a really nice thing to be able to actually say to those that are eco-conscious. Do you find that your clients are coming to you with an eco-conscious agenda, or is it you feeding it to them?
I don't know if I've been chatting about it long enough yet, but and I probably do need to chat about it a bit more actually. I had a wedding show over the weekend and I was finding, oh, I forgot to say that I'm sustainable, shout about that, keep talking about it. But I had a fully sort of vegan wedding. Was it last year or the year before? I can't remember now. I think it was the year before. So all their guests had vegan food, whether they liked it or not. They used a local community hall for their wedding venue, which was sort of low cost and sort of self-catering. So hopefully that was quite sustainable. I don't know. I need to ask them a bit more about how sustainable that was. But yeah, they did a lot themselves, which probably carbon footprint wise was probably better. Yeah. So starting to attract the right people and start some great conversations with couples, definitely.
Keep at it. You'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you come to the SWA this year, or was it last year that you
Yeah,
came?
this year, yeah,
This
just at
year.
the summit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you came into the summit. Yeah. It was really good, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. I started donating monthly to the Seagrass Project.
Wow, okay.
Because I was doing the carbon neutral Britain tree planting every
Okay.
month, and I said, yeah, it's good, but you're not going to see any difference for 20, 30 years until the trees have grown. But if you plant seagrass now, it's an immediate carbon capture. Oh, sorted. Straight on
Wow.
it.
Conversation because I remember that from the show and I was
Yeah.
trying to think what that was. So that would be more beneficial than planting a tree for every wedding booking because that's what I'm currently thinking of doing and advertising I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm doing. To be fair, trying to do both. Plant some trees for the longer term, but also seagrass for the shorter term. So, trying to offset as much as possible at the minute. So, what are your thoughts around? And are you in a position to do it? Your transport. Have you got a electric vehicle or hybrid, or are you like me? You're stuck on diesel.
Yeah, so well, petrol, but and no ULEZ, thankfully. ULEZ compliant.
Yeah.
But yes, petrol. I have been thinking about this. I think I need to set myself a goal. I think probably hybrid will be the way for me, but I'm not 100% sure. I need to, something else I need to look into a bit more as well, really. Is electric so much better than diesel? Obviously it is, but than diesel and petrol. But what happens to batteries?
Yeah, that's one of my big issues. Yeah, the sustainability of actually building the battery, because the resources are gonna run out sooner than we think when it just comes to just purely electric.
Yeah.
So yeah, no,
Yeah.
and they're just so expensive, aren't they? You can't actually get the second-hand market is pretty non-existent, and to buy new, they're really expensive. And yeah, I can't justify that kind of expense at the minute.
It's just sort of the risk as well. My car has been quite reliable for me for the last 12, no, it hasn't been 12 years. Maybe it has. No, sorry, probably about 8 years. The thought of taking on a new car and then, oh, is it going to be okay? A second hand electric vehicle, why are they selling it? Things like that. So I wouldn't want to buy new. Don't want.
I think I'm going to go hybrid, but it's like I've started to save now because the one that I want is not the cheapest. I've got used to my heated seats.
Oh, lovely.
I can't go back to non-heated seats.
Absolutely
So
not.
yeah. So it's not the cheapest of cars, but yeah, it's gonna have to be hybrid. I do too many miles to warrant electric, and I'm not stopping halfway there to charge then add an extra hour onto my journey to charge that.
Difficult, isn't it? Because we could consider public transport, but sometimes that a lot of the time that takes longer, or it's more complicated, and you get hot and sweaty while you're on the train or walking. I don't know.
Yeah, but you like I mean, you'll have more equipment to carry than I will,
Yeah, not
but
for me.
you know, you've got your equipment to actually think about. So I mean, I take my speakers and my tripod and my yeah, I've got can't do this on public transport unless literally they just want me in my folder and then maybe. But yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it? I think because of the industry that we work in, we could literally get booked to work anywhere in the country,
Yeah.
and I do so, and no doubt you have in the past as well, and will do in the future. And thinking, yeah, so I'm going to spend 5 hours on public transport to get somewhere which is an hour away by car. Yeah, we're not going to do it, are we? We're not going to do it. But the beauty of it, talking to Michelle and talking to other people, it's not about being perfect.
Yes,
It's
100%.
about doing something, being aware of what we're doing and why we're doing it, rather than being the actual perfect role model for everybody.
Absolutely. Can
Yeah.
I talk about something as well that I read this morning? Solitaire Townsend.
What's this?
She's a lady. She's the founder of Futera. I don't know if that's pronounced, if I'm pronouncing that right, but I saw a post of hers on Instagram, on LinkedIn, from 2 months ago this morning, because I was watching The Apprentice, of all things. But she was speaking about sustainability and how a lot of people's mindset is like, well, we've gone too far now. Like, what's the point in caring, or what's the point in doing anything? Because we've already made the world, I haven't got any facts to share, but I think there's been some new recent news articles where we haven't been able to.
Limit the temperature and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. We've gone
But
over it. Yeah.
yeah, but she highlighted that most of the suffragettes never actually got to vote,
Yeah.
but they fought for that for us.
Yeah.
Early LGBT plus activists never got to marry,
Yeah.
and now that's very more widely accepted and not and normal now. Civil rights activists, they saw the first black parliament. So there's, but that's just in her post, and that just made, I just thought that was amazing to share.
Yeah.
For anyone who's sort of maybe a bit like, why should I care about being sustainable? Or yeah, you're just a tree hugger or a hippie. Well, not really. We're fighting for our future's future, our generation's time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's something that we really need to bear in mind, isn't it? It's not about our generation or even the next generation. It's two or three generations down the line, isn't it, that are going to inherit what we leave. And if we can leave it in a better state than we found it.
And also, I feel like there's a perception that sustainability is rustic and a bit tatty or something. When it really doesn't have to be, it can still be luxury. I think they
Absolutely.
got that at the wedding alliance as well, didn't it? You can still have your day exactly as you want it, and it can still be as beautiful and as classy and, you know, how as high end as you want it. It doesn't have to be rustic, and as that's beautiful too, but you know, yeah, it can still be amazing and sustainable.
I think the more and more suppliers that come on board from the basic to the luxury, it's going to allow the couples the choice, which is what we're all about as suppliers anyway, isn't it? And like you say, we can have a really beautiful high-end wedding where they've just thought about it a bit more and where they've sourced the table napkins from, for instance, is more sustainable than they might have previously thought. Yeah,
Local
it's
food.
small changes. Small
Yeah.
changes. Yeah. So where are you at with your journey? Obviously, you've just moved house. You've been really busy getting ready for this season. So have you actually started to do the work yet towards accreditation, or is that still on the to-do list?
Yeah, it's still on the to-do list. I need to sort of work out when the next accreditation is coming out and get myself booked in, really.
They say it's definitely worth doing, and they say just starting small and doing little bits as and when you can. It's really eye-opening. And yeah, I started quite small last year. You can all do a bit at a time and then kind of not run out of time, but towards the end of last year it's like, right, I've gone quiet now, let's dive deep and really start doing it. And it's just so many little free things out there as well. I say I've got another seminar. It's not SWA, but it's Small Business Britain,
Wow.
and which I'm doing about sustainability. It's good. I thought, well, and it's free. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to do that to see if they're going to teach me anything more than Michelle can teach me.
Yeah.
And it's just like just adding all these little bits into it, thinking, oh, okay, let's see what they've got to offer. But yeah, I'm part of Small Business Britain anyway, so it's like it's free. I'm going to do it. It's an hour
Yeah.
of my time. And it might be an hour that is worthwhile doing just because it's just going to add to what, my knowledge base already. So that's going to be quite cool. So what's your message? So as a relatively new joiner of the SWA, what's your message to other photographers or other suppliers about the worthwhile, or about how worthwhile it is being a member of the SWA?
Yeah, definitely. So, joining like-minded companies, suppliers for weddings, companies that obviously really care about, the future. It's also, there's so many tools on the website to do with, even just articles on new information. Michelle's great at keeping up with all of that. Just a great community, really. Different events that we can go to. There's a summit again next year. I think this year first live one, was it sort of in person? But yeah, it's just great to connect and have good conversations with great people.
And it's just great. You don't have to explain yourself because everybody's already on the same page.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yes,
It's always a bonus.
definitely.
Cool. So how do people get hold of you then?
So my website is www.zoemillsphotography.com. I'm on Instagram at Zoe Mills Photo, and Facebook is Zoe Mills Photography.
And where are you working in the country? Are you working all over, or are you
Yeah.
mainly there one area?
Happy to travel all over, sort of. I would say primarily sort of outskirts of London and all of West Sussex and Surrey and the bordering counties, especially so Essex, Berkshire. Where else is there? Off the top of my head. Yeah. Cover all over.
Cool. Okey-dokey. So you never know, our paths might cross then, because I do obviously mainly cover Essex and Suffolk and Kent kind of area. So
Kent.
be on the lookout for you. So one of the things that I do is when I'm talking to my couples, and if they haven't yet booked other suppliers, I've got a list of kind of like favourite suppliers that I've worked with. but my list is evolving into, and I know these are sustainable. So, I've got the ones that I've worked with or ones that are sustainable, and hopefully they'll merge as time goes on, and I can just say, yeah, I know they're on the same journey. They're going to completely fit in with exactly what you want and your ethics and your ethos. But yeah, it's going to be good, and it's a fun journey, and don't stress about it, but just enjoy the ride. I think that's my big take out from it. Zoe, thank you so much for chatting.
Thank you. Thanks so
So
much for coming on. Amazing.
I'll let you get back to unpacking all the boxes and send
Amazing.
it home. And
Thank you.
the dog can come out of hiding now. And I'll catch up with you on one of the seminars, or one of the webinars that they might be doing soon. And I look forward to following your journey as well.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you for having me. It's
No
been great.
worries. Take care.
Thank you.
I'm sure Zoe will go from strength to strength as she starts her sustainable journey. Join me next time as we talk more about sustainable weddings.